You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
My couple of shout-outs from the weekend. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Went over to Acapella Books and supported our man Mark Raimondi with his book signing over there. It was a pretty cool event. Had fun over there. And then I got to give a big shout-out to Wendy, Josh, Jimmy. Wendy, her husband is Josh. I got a chance to play golf with him this weekend. And up there in, what's it, Chastity? Up 400,
yeah, Mike. Chastity. Yeah, great course.
Really nice course. They redid it. So I got to give Wendy a shout-out. She's an avid listener, listens all the time. Her husband as well, he's a coach, but wanted to give those guys a shout-out. Had a good time with those guys yesterday. But the book signing was cool, and Mark, man, he's selling a lot of books, Mike. We might need a loan from him when we see him up at Flowery Branch. I'm telling you now.
And guys are digging the vibe and the whole book about like the whole anti-hero thing, how that thing really got started with Bischoff and the NWO. It basically, if you saw that McMahon documentary we were talking about with Mark last week, how it really did kind of change things for many years. I mean, with that 2-year period.
It did.
You know, Turner was just kicking butt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And the questions were really good. You know, it was interesting to sit there at these book signings. I don't know how many you've done this stuff, but, you know, you have a favorite author or whatever, or a book comes out, and you're like, man, I want to go talk to them about how they did it. And one of the things I found interesting, and he didn't even mention this to us when we had him on the air Friday, is the research that went involved, you know. And I said, somebody asked him about, how did you go back and watch these old WCW? Because you don't have access to them. And he said he watched, like, 200 hours or 300, it's like a ridiculous amount, literally episode after episode after episode. And it was like, where did you find those? He was like, they're on Peacock.
No, there you go.
And I'm like, really?
You're looking for content? What becomes of old wrestling content?
Isn't that crazy?
Goes to Peacock, goes to YouTube. I think YouTube has always blown me away because I go down those rabbit holes sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be watching something like, I'll watch a Dusty Rhodes thing. And one night, and next thing you know, I'm watching old Johnny Carson episodes with Rodney Dangerfield and Buddy Hackett. You look up, it's 2 a.m. Go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, good for him, man.
Yeah, I was blown away. But I was like, where do you even find something like that? Because it's been off the air for so long.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I want to watch that match with... How do you find that, right? And YouTube may have it, but it's like, right, unless you have the archives, you've got access to that. But yeah, WWF owns all that now, right? Is that what the deal is? So anyways, interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations, Mark. Glad the book is doing well. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got a lot of to get into. Hawks have been mentioned in several reports over the weekend when it comes to potential free agents. There are a couple of things that are working. They still need to make a decision on Caris LeVert. Maybe that's been made already, Mike. Clint Capella, we mentioned there's interest around the league with him, and we're going to dive back into that and all the NBA stuff because it's going to be hard and heavy this week, guys, as you'll hear a lot of deals being announced, and some have already been announced, and we'll talk more about it. Also, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Connor Riley in the 4 o'clock hour, and the Dogs continue to do what the Dogs do, and we'll talk to him about this commit. Defensive lineman James Johnson out of Miami, Mike, ranked the number 7 or 8 defensive lineman in the country for 2026. Kirby continues to rack up. We'll find out more with Connor Riley. But right now, let's get to 4th and 1. So how do you rate this trade? Steelers trade Minka Fitzpatrick. Some Steeler fans are like, yo, wait a minute. What are you doing? 2027 5th-round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey, corner, and Jonnu Smith, tight end. For a 2027 7th-round pick.
Right.
I want to say the Steelers won this, but, Mike, you're giving up Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, to me, And they've got safeties, but Minkah, he's arguably one of the best safeties in the league. Jalen Ramsey, I think, diminishing skills. Jonnu Smith is, you know, a really big tight end, fits perfectly what Arthur wants. He's used it from Tennessee to here, and now they're reunited up in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I read Joe Shad, and he was basically saying that the Dolphins were just over Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
And his contract demands, and the fact that he's a bit of a flake, and he's a bit of a pain in the butt. You know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, yeah, the Dolphins don't want to deal with that kind of headache. They want guys that are invested in the team. It doesn't really fit with Coach Bruh's vibe. So I still think advantage, I got to be honest, I still think advantage to the Steelers because of what Jonnu Smith will mean for that offense, a big weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. But
that's why I think in the final analysis, I'll give slight edge to Pittsburgh on this. Although, as you said, Steelers fans are upset they're losing Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No, he's been a playmaker. Here's the crazy thing about the Steelers. You want to know why everybody's saying they're all in. So Aaron Rodgers commits. You traded and got DK Metcalf. Jonnu Smith now. Darius Slay. These are all vets. These are all guys that have been around the league and get it. Now Jalen Ramsey, Mike. Yes, their plan includes T.J. Watt. We just got to see what that number is. And, Mike, my guess is T.J. is about to become the highest-paid edge guy in the league, and he'll be happy, and he'll be at camp, and everything will be fine. But those are the veteran guys they've gone out and acquired this offseason, which now makes them interesting. But let's not fool ourselves. They still have that team in Baltimore to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, you still got, you know, and, like, I don't know what Cincinnati's defense is going to look like, how that's going to fly, but you're still in a very competitive situation. The Browns, you know, quarterback situation will play itself out, but you're right. You still got to get by the Ravens. You know, you look at the Chiefs, Buffalo. I mean, there's the roadblock, right? If you are the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, he's basically said it's 1 year he's in, this is it. So all the chips push in. Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in forever. You know, I mean, it's one thing to make the playoffs, but that's like, so what? The NFL's not much. This isn't like the Braves hanging those meaningless pennants back in the 90s. You guys must not do something when you're in the playoffs. So Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned Metcalf, now Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith's a big fit because you and I were kind of looking at their wide receiver room like, eh. So maybe more moves to come. But as Peter Schrager, who's now, remember, he's with ESPN, formerly of Good Morning Football, he's saying these are all-in moves to your point.
They are, man. And by the way, Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat.
Oh, totally.
He's not won enough, okay? Forget about the Tua stuff.
Right.
You're now in your fourth season. You look at the record, and they've gone 28-23 over his 4 years there. And basically, you missed the playoffs after an 8-9 season, right? I mean, you endured that first season. It was 8-9, and then you've missed the playoffs. You're talking about the Dolphins, and now you make this trade. Mike, you better be a playoff team if you are the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. Right.
That's just it. It's pretty funny. I saw Joe Shad, who used to be on ESPN, now covers the Dolphins and works for the West Palm paper. There's a video of a Dolphin fan taking a Fitzpatrick jersey out of a garbage can and putting it in the washing machine, and now Jalen Ramsey goes in the garbage can. No, and we said about it earlier. For those who don't remember when Brian Flores was the head coach, him and Minkah did not see eye to eye, and they wanted to use him as kind of like a nickelback and his athleticism. Both guys can ball hawk, and there's even the irony here is Ramsey might even play a little safety for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I think the Steelers are certainly improved in many areas. It still comes down to what you get from Aaron Rodgers, right? And can they protect him? That's what it ultimately is still going to come down to. Hey, meanwhile, Brian Branch says the Lions defense is better than last year. Okay. Remember, I just think that, Mike, you talked about a perfect storm when they played the Commanders.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect the game to go the way it did. I mean, the Lions just got humiliated, blown out. Now, they stayed in the game, obviously. It was high scoring. But Brian Branch is basically saying, look, we're better than we were last year. And those kind of things, they don't expect to happen again. Lions will be favored, guys, not only win that division, but also be in the NFC Championship game. I mean, look, they are built for it. My question, Mike's question is, you lose your offensive and defensive coordinators.
Right.
Aaron Glenn's in New York now, and Ben Johnson is now with the Commanders, or should I say the Bears. What happens with those offenses and defenses, Mike? Do they improve? Do they get better? Or do they get worse with those guys not in control?
Well, that's just it. Some teams, when you have a brain drain, it's not the same vibe. You know, sometimes teams improve, but you're right. Ben Johnson, it seems like Goff was getting they're getting the most out of Goff. You know, that really dynamic passing attack using the two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs. That thing worked out really well. I mean, especially for fantasy owners, if you had Gibbs, you got, you know, Amon St. Ra. You got some dudes on that offense. But, you know, Aaron, also the leadership thing with losing Aaron Glenn. You know, to the Jets head coach.
I agree.
You know, Dan Campbell, you remember Hard Knocks, how much he leans on those assistant coaches to run the team.
Yeah, that's my big question. But I hear you, Brian Branch, who was a really good Alabama player. Alabama!
Why do you hate Alabama?
I know. Hey, do you think Aaron Rodgers is misunderstood, by the way?
No, I just think he's a jerk.
Okay. Here's Breece Hall saying he thinks Rodgers is misunderstood.
I'm a very misunderstood person. Great dude. Comes off to people a certain way, but once you really get to know him, you realize how good of a person he is. But last year, you know, when you're losing games, the blame gets put on the faces of the team. So and it just so happened to be like guys like me, Sauce Garrett, Aaron.
Okay, so about his Jets experience.
Right, and that's, you know, you and I talked about it. And I said to you last year, did Aaron Rodgers get too much heat, you know, for that implosion with the Jets? The defense wasn't great, but still they had weapons. And, you know, they had peace. You got a great running back. You got one of the best wide receivers. How does that not work, right? And then, you know, and the owner, Woody Johnson's a putz. He fires Robert Saleh. Probably shouldn't have done that. Ulbrich was in over his head as a head coach. So you can't put all that, but I just, the way that he wants to have it both ways. He wants to have a comment on everything, and then when people come back and then doesn't like it when he takes the heat.
Yeah, he don't want
to. That's my beef with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm with you. He wants to be able to say what he wants to say, but not have any recourse.
We have opinions. Guys kill us. I get called names on social media. You got to deal with it. You know, it's like his skin gets really thin after he puts a lot of stuff out there, which rubs me the wrong way.
Well, believe it or not, he does have somebody on his side, at least when it comes to this. Ben Roethlisberger, former Steelers quarterback, was on his podcast. It's called Footballing with Big Ben or Footballing with Ben Roethlisberger. He said, Mike, he would take an Aaron Rodgers in his prime over Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I would take Aaron in his prime over Patrick now. I think Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of the top few to ever do it. And so is Patrick Mahomes at his prime. Patrick Mahomes is just like entering out of his prime, I think.
You think?
I
mean, that has been a controversial comment around the league, and people are talking about it. Like, Ben, what are you saying, man? Come on. Mahomes has already got 3 Super Bowls, 3 MVPs. Now, Rodgers is a 4-time MVP, but, Mike, that is an argument because can we really evaluate Patrick Mahomes' career yet? I mean, he's so far from being done.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer, right? If he never throws another pass,
agreed,
he's a Hall of Famer. You know, and think about how they've done it with, like, some average guys at wide receivers. Like, they won without Tyreek Hill. You know, look, this last year, everybody is just so locked in. Oh, the Chiefs are done. The Eagles exposed their offensive line. They've made some moves. We talked about it the other day with Mark Schlereth. Did they do enough to fix it? We're going to find out pretty quick. Mm. But that's the thing. The offensive line, you still got weapons. I think, you know, Kelsey feels bad about how things went down the tubes for him last year. He wants to reignite that offense. But and look, Andy Reid, say what you want. He'll figure it out. So, yeah, I anyone who's writing off the Chiefs, I think you're missing the script.
I do, too.
Hey, by the way, we just talked about the Dolphins and the Jalen Ramsey trade.
Yeah, man.
I just caught this on Pro Football Talk. Apparently, Raheem Mostert got cut in February.
Yeah.
So he went on social media with an axe to grind.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, hot take, be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins. Get treated like happy for my guys. So go ball out.
That they got traded.
So basically, yeah, backing up Ramsey. Because Ramsey was unhappy with his current contract situation.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Meanwhile, Max Crosby says he's the best pass rusher in the game. You believe that, Max Crosby? And he says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. So when they play, it's a match made in heaven. That's not me. That's Max Crosby.
I put Myles Garrett over Max Crosby.
Me too. And I think Max is really good.
Or TJ Watt?
Me too. He has sacked Mahomes, by the way, 6 times.
Right.
He was asked that at that pass rusher camp over the weekend. They were talking to you know, Max Crosby about the best quarterback.
Oh, he's good.
I'd
take him here in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Well, that's why the Raiders paid him. The Raiders aren't any good, and they paid him.
We talked about him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Want him here.
Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. More on where the Falcons may go. But when we come back, it's the most absurd thing I've heard about our Braves yet. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. We're still reeling after this loss on Sunday to the Phillies, which, you know, leaves us again 7 games under .500. And we're in the same spot we've been in over the last few weeks. Mike, I will say this, though. The idea, and Snicker's done everything when you talk about this lineup, but the most absurd thing that I've heard is to move Ronald Acuña out of the leadoff spot. It's silly.
What?
It's silly. You don't take your best player and give him less at bats because the rest of the lineup is sucking. You leave him there, and I do like that Olsen now is hitting in the two hole, and you're trying to protect him, because if you don't, guys, teams are going to just walk Ronald Acuña and put him on. Right. Okay, he steals a base, but nobody in the lineup scares you to get him home, so it doesn't matter. Right. So I just feel like the one thing that's working, Mike, you continue to leave Ronald Acuña there at the top of the lineup, leave Olsen in the two hole. And by the way, where do you hit Profar? He's a switch hitter. Where are you putting him in this lineup? Because that's really going to be one of the things that Snicker's got to figure out. Is he a guy that you want to maybe move to the back half of this thing where we're not getting any production?
Well, I mean, you could also create that second leadoff hitter, if you will. But then again, you know, let's jump on teams with Profar batting second. You know what I mean? I don't know where you fall on this one. I think Snicker has done everything in his power to try to shake things up. You know, would you drop Austin Riley down in the lineup? Just because he's scuffling himself.
He is. But I think, again, the meat of this, right, is Acuña, it's Olsen, it's Riley. And then at that point you go, all right, obviously DH is Azuna. Then where do you go? And my point is, you could move Profar, and, you know, the deal with Money Harris getting a couple of days off is interesting just from the standpoint, okay, that doesn't mean he's going to, you know, come back and not be in this lineup. He's probably in the lineup tomorrow, and rightfully so. Well, give him a couple of days.
What about Olsen to three and drop Azuna down in the lineup, since Azuna's really scuffling too?
Well, this is...
I mean, I'm literally just throwing stuff up on the wall right now.
Yeah, but this is the discussion if internally that they've got to be having about, okay, we're getting a guy back that at least in AAA right now, we know is a major league player, but who is hitting? And he's getting on base. and he drew walks. Now, he went 0-for-5 in Gwinnett on Sunday. Doesn't matter. I mean, Profar's been playing pretty well down there. But you're getting a guy back that can help you. And so with that said, all of a sudden now it's like, okay, how does this lineup look? Leave Acuna where he is. I like Olsen in the two-hole. Riley, DH, which is Ozuna, and then let's work from there. How do we get more production out of Harris with Profar coming back, Ozzie, et cetera?
Yeah, and by the way, just looking at it, I mean, wow. I hadn't looked at Ozuna's game log in a while. He's been 188 for the month of June. So that's been brutal. He's been, I mean, his OPS is 550 for this month. That's the thing. I mean, we talked about this last week. You go back and look at 2021 for Braves fans to keep hanging their hat on that one. There was nobody that was that abysmal at the plate. Dansby was hitting better than that. We talked about Freddie was on that team. So even though you lost Ronald, then we talked about the additions you made at the trade deadline. You need to get pitching. Now I think priority one is maybe a starting pitcher at the trade deadline since you got Profar back. Real quick, listener brought this up to us on the text line and on Twitter. Name is Ultraman ATL.
Ultraman
is pretty funny. He's got a Kevin James head on a body, but his body. He says the Braves, and he brings up the math, and it's true. Just to get to where you were in 2021, that's 88 wins. 88 wins might not even get you in the wild card this year, guys. That's the other thing. That might not even get you the wild card because you might not catch. Look, the Mets are maybe going to get back in the game. Their owner just talked about he has no, I never saw this coming, this little swoon they're in. But the point I'm getting to, Braves got to go 50-29 just to win 88 games, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that's hard to imagine this crew putting that kind of clip together where you want, you know, you basically got to play 21 games over 500. In the remaining game.
Yeah, and we're 7 under right now when we haven't been 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 games over 500 at any point.
Three quarters of your lineup can't hit, isn't hitting. You had to give Michael Harris a mental health break for 2 days. We already talked about that. Probably a good idea. And how are you gonna get him on track? We just talked about Ozuna's been the guy. Basically, Ozuna's been money for 18 months. This is the first time we've seen Ozuna really.
Yeah, he's carried. Look, he was carrying you when Acuna was out. Right. Acuna comes back, he's now carrying you, and it's okay. But that's what good teams do. It's not one guy all year long. It wasn't one guy in 21. It wasn't one guy in 23. Every guy has a chance to do his part, Mike. And like, for example, Sean Murphy this weekend, it feels like I got wasted. You know, he hits the grand slam. That was great. Okay, we win. But yesterday, you hit another home run, and then nobody else does anything. Suarez gave up 4 hits?
Yep, and we talked about more of those brutal at-bats, you know. And look, he's one of my, I say it all the time, Ozzie Albies is one of my favorite players. It's hard to watch. I mean, am I wrong? Watching, I mean, there is such a sense of futility at times watching Ozzie at the dish. And you're like, what are we trying to do out here, you know? He had a 2-0 count, grounds out on a meek little sinker to third. So even when he does what you're supposed to do, Carl, and work the count, he still can't pay it off. Same thing, Austin Riley's kind of going through that. I think I want to say it was CJ Nikowski brought that up on FanDuel the other night, that even when Austin gets a favorable count, he's not allowing it to pay off for him. So that's where they're living right now.
What do you guys think, man? Specifically to the lineup. And look, if you say, hey, this is what I would do, and by the way, you want to throw some kooky lineup out there, that's great. You're not doing that every night. You're just not doing that every night. That's not conducive to giving guys confidence if you're switching them up and down the lineup every night and they're coming in and have, who am I hitting behind? What's going on? 404-726-0929. I just want to be clear. Acuna goes nowhere. He stays at the top of this lineup, leads off, and does what he does and sets the table. That's what he does.
Right.
And I just feel like if you were to move him because everybody else is struggling or you don't have any confidence in other guys, you're only hurting the situation
more.
Well,
again, if you feel that, you know, that's where it should be, you know, if you like, if Riley's comfortable where he's batting, you know, because, you know, as we said, it's Ozuna, Riley, and then Albies. And I would personally drop Albies down the lineup myself. But maybe you do go with what you're talking about, Profar batting in the eighth spot, just trying to put some meat or some beef into what was, you know, that's another thing. In 21, 7-8-9 was gold.
Extended.
7-8-9, 23 was great as well.
Yeah.
Here it's been terrible.
Extend the lineup. And that's what we're hoping that he does, by the way. The wild card thing is interesting because you said it. I mean, right now you're talking about, what, 6 teams that are on pace for at least 85 to 90 wins.
See, that's the thing, guys. You got to go 50-29. And you're still looking up at the Mets, Brewers. Now, again, I presume the Mets are going to right the ship. We'll find out. They've won 3 of their last 10. Brewers are good. Cardinals are solid. Padres and Giants. That entire NL West could go
in the wild card. Deep. No, it really is. So, and ironically, it's so funny because you look at the wild card, you're like, all right, we're 8. mess around and the Marlins might overtake you.
Yeah, the Marlins are a half game behind us in the wild card, to your point earlier.
So it's just like, it's like, okay, you know, now we're looking behind us. Not really, because you just can't worry about it. But if you keep falling off a little bit, all of a sudden we may not have the position we have going into the All-Star break.
And the other thing, and you and I talked about this for guys who missed the show last week. We kind of touched on it briefly. You've went and gotten players because you believe in Murphy. You believe in Matt Olson. You've really kind of moved a lot of pieces in your farm system. You know, you don't have a great farm system right now. You don't have depth, Carl, in your farm system. So the other thing is, if you want a starting pitcher, because as you said, we may not get Chris Sale back till August, and you want to try to, you know, maybe upgrade, if you feel that maybe they don't feel the upgraded shortstop's necessary, but if you want to try to get some pieces, what are you trading? What are you giving up in your farm system? Because the Braves farm system is not highly touted right now. That's another issue.
Because I was out that day. Did you ask Alex about the farm system that day?
No, that's one of the things we didn't get to.
Okay. Because I would love for him to answer that question about.
And look, I don't blame you. Got to give to get. You know, and Vaughn Grissom was a great trade because Chris Sale, obviously, up until now, has been money.
Yeah. But I'd love for him to answer that question about what the perception is of the farm system and where it is, right, or at least in their minds. Look, every team's going to tell you their farm system is better than what it should be. But the reality is what other teams think about other players. I would tell you right now, Fuentes would be pitching, not under these circumstances, he would be a guy that would be down. Under different circumstances, Drake Baldwin would not be here. He would be down. There are guys that might be highly touted that you would say, and I'm not telling you they're trading them, I'm just saying they may be viewed as real prospects. Drake Baldwin's the number one prospect in the organization, Mike. You talk about guys that might be traded due to our situation. Those are the kind of pieces that you'd be moving. Unfortunately, right now, those guys are up here trying to help you win in the big league level.
Because you've made the – look, I get it. And I'll never fault the general manager for – when you've got your nucleus, go make some trades because the window is now. You're not supposed to go 2 years. You know, I mean, you're not supposed to win one World Series in, you know, 14 years when you got one of the best teams. So put all the chips in. Problem, though, is doing that, according – this is from MLB Network. Braves last year, they were 27th ranked farm system midseason. Going into this season, Carl, 26. So the Braves, we just don't have the juice because you've already traded your pieces to get some of the core guys you've got under guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that one. I don't, because my thing with the farm system is you're banking on Vaughn Grissom knowing that a guy's going to pan out and be a star.
Right.
I will trade, for me, if it was I was running it, I would trade anybody in any position, Mike, in the farm system because there's no guarantee, regardless of what their status or their ranking is in the top 100 prospects and all that stuff. If it meant I could get a guy that has experience and can help us right now, I'd be willing to do it.
But this is the thing. If you, for instance, you know how Braves fans always get like attached to
the
minor leagues, names. Guys like the family jewels. If you trade Hurston Waldrop or A.J. Smith-Shawver,
okay.
This team can't win a World Series, guys. I'm just telling you, I don't think this team has it. There's too many holes. You're banking on five guys getting hot in the second half.
Too much.
Just too much. Guys are just having down years. It happens. So that's the point I'm getting to. The guys that are highly regarded, obviously not trading Drake Baldwin, right?
But you've locked Sean Murphy up. He's here.
Right.
You gave Sean Murphy a really good deal. It's reasonable, but he's here. And Mike, if you believe that he helps your defense, as we've heard, and by the way, if his bat starts to heat up, okay, great. I mean, that's where the belief is. Hey. I'm not going to say they wouldn't, because a lot of people thought they wouldn't trade Vaughn Grissom.
Right. And the Braves, again, I don't know as much about the minor league system as Grant McCauley, who'll join us. We'll talk about it with him. But they got a bunch of high school players later this week. We have a bunch of high school players that are coming off Tommy John that they drafted.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's why the Braves, my point is, if you want to go get the stuff, because everybody thinks we're the only guys shopping, you might not have the sexiest stuff to shop with, to trade. That's my point.
All right, guys, you can chime in, 404-726-0929, talking about the inconsistency of the Braves and this lineup, and whether or not you'd like to do something else. You can do whatever you want. Just don't move Acuna. Coming up, we have Yeah Man, No Man. 4 o'clock hour, we'll talk some college football with our man Connor Riley. Dogs continue to dominate the 2026 class. Find out how and who else they got. It's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I just saw a post, Mike, from Jonnu Smith, and I think he was responding to one of his teammates. I think you said it was Mostert who put a post out there, maybe.
Right.
But he was like, God always does it in the best way, as he put a post out there talking about going to the Steelers.
Jonnu was one of our favorite Falcons in our recent mediocre history. He was a really good baller. And now with him out, we talked about it earlier, not sure our depth at tight end would be where it needs to be if you traded Kyle Pitts, but we'll dive into that at 5 o'clock in the Falcon Report, because immediately I thought, wow, could you get a fourth-round pick for Kyle Pitts? Does Zach Robinson have a commitment to the tight end position like we thought he should? Is it the player, that age-old or at least four-year-old debate you and I've had about what Kyle Pitts is or isn't or whose fault it is?
Yeah, all I know is Jonnu came here and produced. That's all I know.
Right.
And I always tell you, like, hey, either you can play, can he play, or you can't. Jonnu came in and immediately produced and was a part of this offense that, again, even that offense wasn't dynamic, but he was at least a guy that you could count on and go to. Either way, he put that out there. I was laughing at that when we were talking about the trade. Hey, man, more to get to. Stay there right now. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty, guys. Hope you had a great weekend. It's always a fun time when the week is going to be short, as it is a 4th of July week. We're in here for 4 days.
Let's go!
Let's ride, baby!
I love it. Let's live like Europeans. Let's work 4 days during the summer.
All right. Before we get into some things, I do want to give a quick Yeah Man shout out to University of West Georgia assistant coach Willie Edwards. He was at the Georgia Basketball Coaches Association live period session 2 this past weekend. Says he listens to you guys. His radio does not come off this station.
Hey, Coach
Willie.
He loves
listening to you guys. So definitely want to give him a shout out. And I want to give a shout out to Coach Damon Stoudemire at Georgia Tech. He was in the building checking out some of the action and some of the talent, and said he'd love to get on with us. So we're going to work on that and get Coach Stoudemire on here with you guys in the near future.
We had him on in Houston, Final Four, when he first got announced as a hire, and one of Jay Batt's efforts to try to, you know, get things cooking. I just thought last year they just got, and I'm not making excuses, but injuries are injuries. They just got crushed with injuries last year for Jack.
They did, but he's got a couple of players he signed and a couple of guys that are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a couple of those kids coming out of OTE over there.
I like the direction. Yeah. Mighty Mouse, I like the direction.
Yeah, it's funny you said that too, because that's what people were putting in comments when I posted the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Mouse.
Damon was a dude, man.
He was.
I mean, like, people forget. It's so funny. We watch the league now, and this is why it's so hard when we start talking about comparing guys.
Yeah.
But he was a guy that could get it done. But, yeah, no doubt. We want to get caught up with him. But Coach Willie Edwards as well, man, thank you for – in West Georgia, thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. First up, Wimbledon, guys, underway, kicked off today with a lot of matches. Over the next few weeks, you will watch at least 3 full matches.
Whoa.
Yeah, man, no man.
No man.
Really?
Look, I will watch the men's final and the women's final.
So that's two. That's it.
That's it. Unless the semifinal is compelling enough for me to tune in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's a tradition for me. I'm going to watch the men's and women's final. That's something I do every year. But no, I cannot tell you that over the next... How many days?
2 weeks. Over the next 2 weeks.
I'm not doing that.
Carl, you're not going to be interested during this fortnight to sit down and watch rounds from the All England Lawn and Tennis Club? No, when I was a kid, and yeah, this I played tennis, used to play. My knees are, I could probably get back into it. It's good exercise, man. I second serve like a total wuss, though. But tennis, back in the day, I didn't know nothing about tennis, but I knew the Borg McEnroe thing was just, that was appointment TV. Mm-hmm. That was juice. You know, Bud Collins on the call at NBC, and it was always, it was big, Dick Enberg and the whole thing. Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, obviously the Williams sisters. All the times we had, you know, the dudes. Not having, I know we got men that are ranked, but not having like a number one or two for the men. Coco Gauff, I'll watch some of that because women's games are a little bit easier to watch. More volley, right, Carl? More give and take. Men's is like, boom, boom, it's generally over. But no. But like Carl, no man. Without having a star American male in the bracket, I won't care.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's interesting. For me, I guess the American element doesn't have to be there.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter for me. There's several players, both men and women, that I like watching them get after it. So I'll say I probably will get to three because, to your point, the men's semifinal, 9 times out of 10, if Alcaraz is in there, I'll definitely probably watch it. And then I'll probably watch that final and then the women's final.
Data, I just looked it up. Taylor Fritz is top 5 in the world. But I don't know who he is. So I guess I got to watch Taylor Fritz now. See what this guy's about.
All right, moving on. WNBA announced the addition of 3 more teams to come, 3 more markets. Cleveland in 2028, Detroit in 2029, and Philadelphia in 2030. Yeah, man, no man. The Philadelphia WNBA fans will be the nicest of their pro franchises.
No, man. Come on.
No, they're incapable. They are incapable in that city. They got nothing. It's the stuff you step in walking from New York to Washington. They're just miserable. Miserable, awful people. That fan base will reflect it as well, Carl.
Yes, they will. No, they won't be nice. It'll give them something else to want to hate on. Caitlin Clark effect here. Listen, this has been in the works before Caitlin got into the league.
Mm-hmm.
But what she's done has increased the visibility, the marketing, the TV deal, the merch. Mm-hmm. We can go all the way around here. I'm just telling you, to add a team in 28, 29, and then 30, right? That's a big deal. For me, here's the crazy thing, Day-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the expansion fee?
Yes.
$250 million for these teams to be in these new cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not chump change. Now, some of them, not all, I think most of them are connected to an NBA team or an NBA owner. But that's not chump change to bring an expansionized franchise in the WNBA. It tells you where the league is, man. This isn't $10 million to bring a team in.
But it's amazing, though, to see. This is the same thing when Wayne Gretzky was at his height and Gretzky comes to the Kings from Edmonton, and the growth of Carl, you know, the Southern, you know, from Hartford moving down to Raleigh, you know, Tampa Bay, the Panthers, us before we screwed it up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting in the Sun Belt, you know, into Arizona didn't work out. But that was the expansion thanks to Gretzky. North Stars moved to Texas.
Right.
And it was all part of it. But in this case, that was over like a decade. This is like night and day, Carl.
Quick.
The average team valuation is $269 million. It's a 180% increase from last year. The Valkyries, which is the Golden State squad,
right.
They got worth $500 million. And you couldn't give away these tickets 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
The
it's
perception
crazy.
was it was NBA welfare propping it up with the help of ESPN until you got, you know, this phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, man. Well, congratulations to the women of the WNBA. Great to see this kind of action. And I'm going to have faith in those Philly fans that they'll tone it down a little bit.
I don't like the WNBA games. I don't buy it.
All right, last one. Let's have some fun. You know, every summer it's like, you know, what's coming out in the theaters? What are we going to go see?
Yeah.
And in the next few weeks, things really ramp up with Fantastic Four, Superman, Jurassic Park. I'm missing one. Am I missing one, Dom? Or is it those are kind of the three big ones? I feel like I'm missing one, but maybe not. But you also have I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh.
And believe it or not, it is a sequel from the first two. So yeah, you do want to know what they did last summer in going to see this movie.
Okay, first of all, when that came out,
I loved it.
Right.
But it's been forever. How long ago did that come out?
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Seriously. I had no idea that was even on the docket to come out. I had no idea. I am interested in going to see the new Jurassic Park movie. I posted that trailer a few weeks back, and people were like, I'm tired of it, but I'm going to go too, Dukes.
Right.
I am interested in seeing I Know What You Did Last Summer. How long ago, Dom?
That movie came out the year I was born, 97.
Okay.
Wow.
See?
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Isn't that the last time that David Arnett was viable?
Maybe. But yeah, I'll be interested. I don't know if I'll pay to go see it. I might have to wait on that one.
That's a hard no, man.
No, man. No, you don't want to see Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Nah, I mean, is she back?
She's back. Her and Freddie Prince will be back.
Oh, my God.
I'll see Jennifer Love Hewitt in a pictorial. Maxim. I'm going to watch that movie. I got no interest whatsoever.
Wow. I'm with you guys. When I saw the trailer, I don't know what I went to go see.
Now
when I saw the trailer.
I got to watch the trailer now.
Here's the thing. I want to go see F1 because I'm a Formula One junkie. The Brad Pitt movies get good reviews, basically comparing it to Top Gun. The kind of like, yes, some of the reality is a little bit expanded to make it a movie because that's what you knew was going to happen. But everybody's loving this movie. Problem is where I live, it's like I can't make the 6:30. And then it's like 9:50, and Becky will be she'll be asleep on the way to the theater for the 9:50. So now I'm into that weird thing. You and I have debated for years. Is it weird to go to the theater by yourself like Abe does?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I used to do it all the time, and I still will from time to time. I just don't tell my wife I saw the movie she wanted to see. That way, you know, I sit there and watch it.
Yeah, I mean,
the first time.
This is the movie I've been waiting to see. I saw them filming this thing, and because we were at a couple of races where they actually had the Brad Pitt car, and we saw Brad Pitt on the front stretch, and everybody's going bananas. But again, I get it, you know.
Why don't you have her like Uber up this way? You guys go to Atlantic Station, catch the movie after work.
He told you she'll be asleep.
Becky, bro, again, between her conference calls and her golf routine, Carl, I can barely get her past 8:30 at night. And I look over, I told the story, watch that crappy movie, Echo Valley.
Night,
she makes me sit through this garbage movie with a horrible ending. And I'm like, what the was that? Well, are you freaking kidding me? So yes, I may have to go see this movie by myself.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, I there's no shame in going to the movies
not
by
all.
Yourself.
Not at all.
Zero.
I mean, me and Patrick John, Carl used to be in our fantasy football league together. We went and saw Wolf of Wall Street together, two dudes, and we sat two seats apart.
with the
popcorn in the middle.
I would go if I was you.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I want to see a movie and
shoot I'm not waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
All right, that's your Yeah Man, No Man for Monday. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. That's Day-Day, man, with Man, No Man. Hey, if you're just joining us, Braves lose the series to the Phillies over the weekend. We're talking about where this team is. Mike's giving you some crazy numbers as to what they need to do to really be viable for the wild card. And we're not even to the All-Star break yet.
Yeah, and a lot of guys continue to hit us up. And let me throw an interesting curveball. We can tease this for later in the show. Now that the Dolphins made the trade with the Steelers and Minka Fitzpatrick goes back to Miami, the Steelers have got a pretty impressive tight end room. Mm-hmm. Would you make the trade to get rid of Pitts and then try to get one of their guys? Like, you know, Darnell, remember George Washington? Remember Darnell Washington?
Darnell's there.
Big, giant target.
I don't think they're moving on from any of them. Fairmuth got paid.
Right.
Darnell Washington is still in his rookie deal.
And now you got a guy that fits Arthur's system perfectly.
I don't think they're moving on from anybody. And by the way, all of them are pretty good run blockers.
And I think that, honestly, Jonnu will have, I think if you're a fantasy, right now, I'll make this fantasy prediction. I can actually say this now and be a big shot because I actually won it last year, Carl. Only won two fantasy leagues in my life. I think Jonnu Smith's going to put up big numbers with Aaron Rodgers.
So do I.
With Arthur Smith. Because that's his boy. And because, you know, we kind of looked at their wide receiver room going, eh, yeah, maybe Jonnu Smith could be some secret sauce for that Steeler offense.
No, he's gonna be good. That's one of the most underrated trades for people who don't know around the league, or you're watching, you're a fantasy guy. I'm telling you right now, that's going to be underrated. Hey, man, coming up, we got a lot more to get to. Connor Riley's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.